Heavenly Father, we thank you. The great I am that I am, the Almighty, Ancient of Days, the first and the last, the bright and the morning star. Thank you for Noah's Ark. Thank you for the convention of the RCCG. Thank you for making us mountain movers. Thank you for the great things you are doing in this church. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our Father in the Lord and our Mother in the Lord. Thank you for the great things you are doing through them. Thank you for the platform we have for expression as youths. Thank you for the great things you are doing around us. Thank you for the first service. Thank you for the powerful word that came in the first service. Thank you for the great things you are doing in the second service. Accept our thanks, O God. Be magnified and adored. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, as your word comes, we ask, illuminate our hearts, O God. Open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things from your laws. Thank you, Abba Father, for in Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. Glory be to God. Amen. We're discussing this month, every Sunday of this month, actually, we'll be dealing with the topic, unlocking favor. Open your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Unlocking favor. Please go ahead.
Proverbs 13, verse 15.
Okay.
Good understanding giveth favor.
Good understanding giveth favor.
But the way of transgressors is hard.
Quickly, from that scripture, you will simply understand that favor comes by good understanding. The subject of favor will become or remain elusive until good understanding is provided. And that is why we have chosen this month of August to dwell on this subject. Because life is hard in itself. The way God created life, if you decide to do everything by yourself and get all the results you will need in life to be successful, you will die before you get there. I want you to know that man is limited just by wearing this body of flesh. Hence, God in his wisdom has designed certain things a man of God I respect calls systems of advantage. If you ignore those systems of advantage that helps your life to fulfill the fullness of what God will have you fulfill in life, life becomes very disastrous. And I'm glad to let you know that one of the systems of advantage in life is called favor. It will interest you to know that every testimony of victory and success in the kingdom is connected to favor. In this kingdom, who hates you doesn't really matter. But who likes you is what is most important. I repeat, in this kingdom, who hates you doesn't really matter. But who likes you is what is of utmost importance. If you ask Vashti and Esther, I'm sure they will be able to give you some explanation about this. On the day Vashti's matter was discussed in the kingdom, what bothered me the most was that of all the nobles that were there, nobody could defend her. That should worry you. Is it possible that she lived as a queen for that number of years? I don't know. The Bible didn't record that. And you didn't do anything right. So that when your case was being discussed, nobody could stand up to the king and say, oh, my king, oh, my lord, please, can we give this lady a second chance? That should tell you something. Living a life without favor is very, very hard. On the day it mattered most, nobody could speak up for her. And so she lost her crown. Acts chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. Acts of the Apostles chapter 7. From verse 9 to 10.
Acts 7, 9 to 10.
Yes, please.
And the patriarchs moved with envy. Sold Joseph into Egypt.
They sold Joseph into Egypt. Follow me. They sold Joseph into Egypt. Uh-huh.
But God was with him.
Remember, he told you, who hates you doesn't matter. Who likes you, it's what's more important. He was sold to Egypt, but as far as he had favor with God, it didn't matter. So even in prison, something happened. Continue reading, ma.
And delivered him out of all afflictions.
God was with him and delivered him out of all afflictions.
And gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of
the Pharaoh. Way God did this was to give him favor in the sight of everyone, including the prisoners and the prison wardens, everybody.
And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house.
Beyond the prison, God, by favor, brought him to become a governor in Egypt. Ladies and gentlemen, as you live here today, because today is also going to be an impartation service, we came with some things from the camp that we need to distribute to our members, because it will not be right after 1 week, we'll just go as if nothing happened. The order of favor that causes every gang up against your life to work in your favor, receive it in the name of Jesus. All blessings, it's important to note, come from God through men to men. It's another very important point you must note. All blessings come from God, but they are released to men through men. If God says yes and men say no, that blessing remains in the realm of the spirit. Look up. For Jesus to be manifested in the flesh, he needed a virgin to agree. Psalm 115 verse 16 says, the heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men, which means for you to succeed on the earth, in the realm of the earth, you will need men, sir. And the currency that men uses to suspend their own dealings for your own life is God's favor. Understand that men are gates. Some pharaohs may not believe in your God, but they are needed to carry out the purposes of your God on the earth. How did Joseph become a governor in Egypt? A pharaoh asked, can we find anyone as wise as this in whom the spirit of the gods live? And nobody in the territory could raise his head. And so Pharaoh said, by my ultimate decree, I therefore create a new position. Are you getting what I'm saying? Pharaoh was not born again, but by favor, he was able to create another position that has never existed. And listen, the moment Joseph was done with that position ceased. You are not getting what I'm saying. I said, because of you, by the reason of what God will do in your life today, positions that never existed. Listen, as I'm talking, I'm not just speaking words. The Bible says the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Positions that never existed, by the virtue of being under the cloud of favor this month, it will be created for your sake. Amen. I didn't hear that loud amen. I said it will be created for your sake in the name of Jesus. You need favor to achieve your goals and divine destiny in Christ. Exodus 3 verse 21, please help me. Exodus 3 verse 21. You need favor to achieve your goals and divine destiny in Christ. Exodus 3 verse 21. You can sit. Go ahead. Yeah.
And I will give these people favor in the sight And I will give these people, God was saying, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians.
And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty.
These are people who have spent over 400 years in captivity. And when it was time for them to leave Egypt, the method through which God made it happen so that their over 400 years will not be a waste was favor. So God said, I have a system of advantage that will work in their favor. I will give them favor before Egypt so that as they go, they will borrow from them and spoil Egypt. I don't know how long you have been working where you're working. It looks like you are toiling and struggling and struggling and nothing is shifting. By the virtue of God's favor, it is changing in the name of Jesus. I said it is changing in the name of Jesus. By that system of advantage, things that your parents have labored for, I often say if there is something they call ancestral curse, so it means there are ancestral blessings. I wish someone would be in the spirit. Something is happening. This is not the usual service. If there is ancestral curse, it means there is an ancestral blessing. In your lifetime, your parents didn't only do evil that brought curses, sir. I said they helped certain people in their lives. They did certain things that are worthy of notes. Unfortunately, they were not paid. But I'm saying, by the end of this month, those miracles are unlocked in the name of Jesus. I said you are getting calls in the name of Jesus. People your parents served and they forgot. Oh, by favor. I don't know who I'm speaking to. By favor, you shall be remembered. I said you shall be remembered. In the name of Jesus. Not assessing the systems of advantage in the kingdom will bring you into frustration. Everyone here who is frustrated with the work he's doing, frustrated with your business, with your careers, frustrated with your marriage, by favor it is changing. I said by favor it is changing. I said by favor it is changing. I said, by favor, it is changing. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Okay, before I get there, what is favor quickly? What is favor? Listen carefully. Favor is when God raises men to invest their time, their credibility, and their resources to help your destiny. I repeat, favor is when God raises men to invest their time, their credibility, and their resources to help your destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, look up. People do not really care about you. What I just said should not shock you. What I just said should humble you. The average human being is selfish, looking for what will benefit only him, sir. He is too busy trying to make meaning out of his life. He is too busy trying to marry and do well. He has other needs for his money. Why should I bring my money to the RCCG? Listen, I was in convention this last week. I was asking myself, how did all this crowd of people take leave from their businesses? Some of them locked their shops. Some of them are MDs of different conglomerates. And everyone queued up in camp for 1 week. Sir, do you know that time is money? Some of them, big boys with trolleys picking refuse in camp. You think it's money because you have money to pay them? You can't quantify that in money, sir. There has to be a compelling force that will make you leave what you are doing, sir. make you book your leave. For some of us, we book our leaves ahead of time. We know we go on leave every August. There are better things we could be doing with our time. But it is something that compels a man to leave those things. Why? Because one man called Pastor Iya Adeboye called us. You don't know favor. You don't know favor. Man is selfish. It will take a compelling force to make him leave his own things to do your own. Number two, meaning of favor. Favor means a divine help or divine assistance. Oh, may God help you. I said, may God help you. I said, may God help you. I said, may God assist you. I was somewhere last week for a training. And in that room, in my class, we sat down. And I looked at my right, I saw MDs of some banks. I saw executive directors. I saw some who is who in this industry. I saw very great people who have accomplished so much in their lives. And all of us were in the same class. And I recall just 20, 25 years ago, and I remembered my history. I remembered that no one could have thought that I would be in this room 20, 25 years ago. I usually tell my wife, if you saw us 20 years ago, and they flip and tell you by this time this will happen, you won't believe it. Because even me won't believe it. I won't believe it. It's not possible. But I was in a room with very influential people. I recall 1 Samuel chapter 2 when he says, is a God that takes the poor man out of the dunghill and sets him among kings. There is someone who is here as a student. You are asking yourself, Pastor, I understand what you are saying, but if you knew my background, I am taking care of a lot of things. I have to do this and do that. No parents to support me. Nothing to help me. I know that is why I'm showing you this. There is something they call favor. Favor is what takes you from the dunghill and places you among kings. Anyone that is here that is lacking favor in your life, as hands are laid on you, as you touch the mantle, our Father and the Lord that blessed for us yesterday, as you touch it, favor is opening up in the name of Jesus. I said, favor is opening up in the name of Jesus. Favor means divine help or divine assistance. God in partnership with men providing help and assistance to your destiny. Means when God goes into partnership with men to provide divine assistance and divine help for you. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Please give me my scripture. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Give my scripture, please.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature.
And in favor with God and man.
And in favor with God and with man. He quickly tells you there are two layers of favor. There are two layers of favor. There is something called favor with God. Someone say favor with God. Shout it now. Say favor with God. And there is something they call favor with man. Someone say favor with man. Sir, favor with God is that which makes you call, or before you call, he answers. Oh, there are men who don't have to pray for things, sir. There are men who, before they cry, heaven responds. There are men who don't have to go through the rigors of other men. Let me show you something. Matthew chapter 3 verse 16. Matthew 3 verse 16. I want you to note that if Jesus needed favor on this earth to succeed, you will need it too. You need to know that. If the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords himself needed favor, don't tell me, sir, I don't need it. You will need it, sir. You will need it. One of my greatest assets in life is God's favor. I am telling you what I have experienced. I said, if God, Jesus, needed favor on the earth, you cannot do without it. Matthew 3:16. Go ahead, please. King James Version, Abi. King James Version, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
When he was baptized. Went up.
Look up. Everybody was coming and being baptized. But when Jesus was now going to baptize, see what happened. Continue.
Went up straightway.
When he went up straightway.
Out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him.
I want you to, you may miss something there if I don't call your attention to it. Listen carefully. And straightway the heavens were opened unto him. He did not open for everybody on that service. Sir, he didn't open for everybody. It opened for one person. I don't know who that one person is who came to service today. Heaven will open unto you in the name of Jesus. I said, heaven will open unto you in the name of Jesus. On that particular day, heavens were shut to others. But as my master stepped out of water, heavens were opened unto him. Everyone came into that service looking normal and casual because it was a ritual. John the Baptist was baptizing everyone, but Jesus stepped in. And as he was stepping out, the Bible says suddenly, the heavens were opened unto him. Give me David. Another example is David. Psalm 89, verse 20 to 24. Psalm 89, 20 to 24. I want to show you something about David.
Psalm 89, 20 to 24.
Yes.
I have found David, my servant.
I have done a search in Noah's ark. And I have found David, my servant. Which means, as Jehovah came searching, he could find only David. So was David the most righteous of men? If David was a member of the choir, I would have suspected him since. You don't take another man's wife and kill that man. You are wicked. Even today, Daddy Gio, we need to see you. Are you seeing something here? I have found David, my servant. Continue reading. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hands shall be established.
My hands also shall strengthen him.
My hands shall strengthen him.
The enemy shall not exact upon
him. The enemy shall not exact upon him.
Nor the son of wickedness.
Nor the son of wickedness afflict him.
And I will beat down his foes before his face.
I will beat down his foes before his face.
And plague them that hate him.
And plague them that hate him.
But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him.
But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him.
And in my name shall his horn be exalted.
And in my name shall his horn be exalted. Anyone who is struggling in life, as you go from today, this will become your portion. I said, this will become your portion. I said, this will become your portion. I said, this will become your portion. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Let me give you the third example of a man who found favor with God. Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 3, 12 to 13. 1 Kings chapter 3, 12 to 13. 1 Kings chapter 3, 12 to 13. Follow me. I'm discussing two layers of favor.
Behold,
okay,
I have done according to thy words.
Okay.
Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart.
Okay.
So that there was none like thee before thee.
God was saying there was none like thee before thee. Talking about Solomon.
Neither after thee shall any arise like unto
after
thee.
After you, there will be none like you. God was telling Solomon.
And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked.
Solomon, you didn't ask for these other things. I will give you. I'm talking about favor with God. Continue.
Both riches and honor.
You didn't ask for riches and honor, but by favor, I'm giving you riches and honor.
So that there shall not be any among the kings.
So that amongst all the kings of the earth, there shall be none like you.
And if thou will walk in my ways.
And if thou will walk in my ways.
And keep my statutes.
Mm-hmm.
And my commandments,
okay,
as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days.
And I will lengthen thy days. Solomon did not ask for these things, sir. Kasa paratosiata ash. Number two, favor with men. Favor with men. Two layers of favor. Favor with God, and now favor with men. This is that which makes men go out of their way to help and assist another individual. This is what makes men go out of their way to help and assist another individual. This compels men to suspend their own self-interest and pursuit to focus on another person's destiny. Did you hear what I just said? Favor with man is what makes other people go out of their ways. They leave what they should be doing and chase after you to make sure you succeed. Honestly, in preparing this, I realized that our general overseer, Pastor Adeboye, has this thing they call favor with men. You don't know redeemed members. Trust me, you don't know them. I have been in the corporate world for a while. I can tell you that the world, RCCG, has opened doors for me. I'm telling you. Listen, the who is who in Nigeria attends your church. I mean the who is who. Sir, I don't think our Father in the Lord is the one that preaches the most powerful message in Nigeria. I don't think so. I don't think he has the deepest insight that when they are seeing someone that has insight, that when he shares it like this, everywhere we scatter. I don't think so, sir. Have you ever wondered how the RCCG was able to cook for? I don't know how many people that came to the convention, sir. The mammoth crowd. Sir, food was excess. Sir, that cannot be lobbying. You can't lobby people and wind them to bring out resources like that. No. Have you eaten during our convention? Have you seen our meat? Does that meat look like they're managing it? No. Talk to me now. Talk to me. Does it look like they're managing meat? No, so that it will not finish. Everything you are struggling to get is wrapped in favor. You see, this month, when we declare over your life, you will go home and press into this matter. You can't do life without favor. Let me show you another man that enjoyed favor with men. 1 Chronicles 12, 22. 1 Chronicles 12 verse 22. Most likely I will end here because I want us to pray about this. 1 Chronicles 12 verse 22. I feel a stir. We need to pray. Because I cannot teach favor and you won't see it in your own life. Oh. Is someone listening to what I'm saying? Are you listening to what I'm saying? The idea of what I'm teaching is such that it will manifest in your life. You are next in line. I said you are next in line. I said you are next in line. If you believe it, shout, I'm next in line. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 22. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him until it was a great host, like a host of God. Can you read on? I don't know if we can move this thing further a little. Can you go down to, actually, I want to get to 40 if it's possible. I don't know how we can do that, but if it's possible. But these were the numbers of the bands. They came to David to Hebron. Keep reading. They came to turn the kingdom of Saul to him. Imagine, are you listening to what I'm saying here? They came, Israel got and said, our next king will be David. And different tribes began to volunteer men. Listen, if you go down, keep going down, you will notice around verse 30 something, that they even brought the food they will eat themselves. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? The reason why you're always meeting ladies who will collect all your money and run away is because you don't have favor. You are not getting what I'm saying. The reason why you're always meeting, when they come, they just want to scavenge you and eat you dry. And they will look for the next person is because there is no favor in your life. This matter is deep. Favor! Favor will make ladies who love you come to you. They will even tell you, how can we support you? When I was getting married, the lady I was going to marry said, even if it's my gown, she was suggesting things she would bring so that the marriage will work well. She says, can I bring this? Can I do this? For some of you, the person you have not married her yet, she's already looking for the one she will collect to run like a thief. You are not dealing with favor. When it's time for favor, she will tell you, I will support with this and this. What do you have? Can I do this? She will help you talk to her father. Please, this money you are calling for bride price is too much. Can you reduce it for this man? Don't kill this, my husband, for me. But when you meet that one that is no favor, that one come with knife. He will tell the parents, you are not cutting enough. Cut more, cut more, cut more. He has the money. Cut more. Every hard life in your life. Someone told me, say, Pastor, nobody has ever dashed me anything before I got married. You don't know. Some people here didn't know the last time someone gave them something for nothing. Every time they give you something, it must be that they want to collect another thing from you. Why? Life was not supposed to be like that. For David, they came to him with their food and everything. They came to support him. Go to 35. Next, 36. 37. Next. That means David did not give them any instrument. They came with their own instruments of war. Continue. Verse, what is that? 38. Read again. And all these men of war that could keep ranks came with a perfect heart. They didn't come to chop him. They came with a perfect heart. Continue. They came to make David king over all of Israel. They were all with one heart to make David king. They were with David 3 days. Eating and what? Drinking. Continue. For their brethren has prepared for them. David not get money to prepare. Their brethren has prepared for them. Continue. Okay. They brought bread and asses. Uh-huh. Glory be to God. For there was joy in Israel. Look up. I went for an interview one day. And I sat and they were asking me questions. They asked me one. I didn't know that one. The head of the panel said, I like you. You need to pass this thing. Okay, let's do a rehearsal. If I ask you this question, this is what you're supposed to respond. Do you understand? I say, yes, sir. He says, okay. He now asked again in front of everybody, the chairman of the panel. He now said, oh, yeah. He now asked a question. And I now said what he told me. Say, yes, you have passed it. That was how I passed. You don't know favor? Favor? Favor will make, oh my God, please make sure you don't miss any Sunday. Favor will make the king. Esther chapter 5, verse 1. Sir, do you realize that when the king saw Esther, Esther has not said, go and read it, verse 1 and 2. Esther has not said anything yet. Are you with me? Are you with me? All this one you are begging, help me, uncle, help me. And they are blocked, they blocked you everywhere. Your urgent 2K, they blocked you everywhere. They blocked you because they feel you are disturbing them. Why? No favor. So when you have favor, people will go out of their ways to help you. For David, these guys gathered and said, this man must become king. Everybody began to work hard to make him king. I don't want to mention a particular president in one African nation. I have seen his supporters. Those guys do as if they took drugs. Are you not seeing it? They do like they have been hypnotized. So that jazz that you are doing that can hypnotize everybody to make them support you, that thing must be very powerful. It's beyond jazz. They all got to say, David must become our king. From today, every struggle you have had in your life, every struggle you've had in your careers, every struggle you've had anywhere around you, it is ending now. I mean, it is ending now. In my career, I worked in a particular bank that they termed the Yoruba Bank. And I walked in there and said, what is Yoruba Bank? That's rubbish. I am a child of favor. I go into any place and I succeed. That's why you can't convince me that they are marginalizing you, that they are doing tribe, all those things you normally say. They did not admit me in Lasso because I'm not from Yoruba. Forget it. It's a lie. Leave that story. It's a lie. Sir, you know, I don't know anybody. You don't need to know anybody, sir. You only need to know favor. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said you only need to know what? No favor. Say, remember, no favor. Shout, say, no favor. Shout, no favor. Now you want to rise on your feet. Now is that time. You want to rise on your feet and shout, say, my father. You are not shouting like you are desperate. Say, my father. In the name of Jesus. Favor surrounded me. Oh, open your mouth and declare. Oh, I have favor with God and with man. I have favor with God and with man. Santa Bacovele Paratabaya Katosias. I have favor with God and with man. I have favor with God and with man. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you're praying. I have favor with God and with man. As I step out of this place, oh, the favor of God is upon my life. The favor of God is upon me. It's upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Satopela Havaratopela Cabrasta. Gini Capando Frastesis. Oh, I have favor with God and with man. I have favor with God and with man. I have favor with God and with man. Enough of the hard life. Enough of the hard life. Enough of the hard life. Shata baka para kavala tabaya kabrasta. Ziza para tevo roshovina tairash. Every hard life in Noazak, in the life of anyone, I break you. I break you. I break you. I break you in the name of Jesus. You are not praying. You are not praying like you are desperate. Oh, enough of the hard life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray that prayer again. I was reminding my wife over the convention that my marrying you was as a result of favor. When it was time to marry, she showed up. You know why? Favor will give you things you don't ask for. I'm telling you. Favor. In that particular Yoruba bank I was talking about, I got there in a branch where they say nothing happened. Suddenly things began to happen. I didn't work up to 3 years. I was promoted. In a place they said it's a Yoruba bank. See, most likely what you need is not to change location. It's possible that you are sent there, but there is no favor. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are going to place your right hand upon your head. Put your hands upon your head and shout, my father. Shout and say, my father. Lay your hands of favor upon my head. Lay your hands of favor upon my life. Open your mouth and declare. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Listen, I want to share this testimony before we pray. When I was done with school and needed to get a job in the bank, listen carefully to help you. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. They told me that when you are going for a bank interview, they will ask you, who is your father? And if they ask you, who is your father? If your father is not anybody important, they will not employ you, because how you go to? How can you meet the budget? And I know that my father, if I mention his name even now, nobody will know him. So how will I go to face that mom bank those days? To tell them, they ask, who is your father? How will I tell them? Who is my father? They have not finished knowing professors. How will they know my father? I cry to the Lord. I say, Father, please, as I get into this room, favor will shut their mouths. They won't ask me that question. Ladies and gentlemen, I walked into that interview, and in less than 5 minutes, I was done with a pass. Why? Favor distinguished me. There was no need for nonsense questions. There was no need to start lying and saying all sorts. Why? By favor. Lift up your voice and say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, surround me with favor. 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 Shut up, ba 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 ba. Seto mara kumbe la prana sataya. In Jesus' mighty name, I am going to make declarations into this oil, and the ministers, I don't know whether we're going to pass it around, how we're going to do it, to pick it up, and everyone will come around and just touch it. There is something they call the oil of favor. As this oil comes upon your head, receive the oil of favor. In the name of Jesus, every struggles in the past, every struggles in your family, the Bible says, by the reason of the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. As you touch this oil upon your head, yokes are broken. I said the yokes are broken. For some of you, it's a family problem. in your family, nobody ever gives anything to anyone. That is how your elder brother was. That is how you are. That is how your parents struggled. But that yoke is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. As this oil comes upon your life, from today you begin to experience favor. You begin to experience favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.